plane drew off, turned, and then with a shattering burst of speed, dove on him. The earth before the horses erupted in explosions of dirt. Windsplitter reared and tried to spin away. Clods battered the horses. Johnny's ears ached with the explosions. He turned the horses in another direction, to the right. The earth erupted in a long line in front of him. Windsplitter began to plunge in terror. One of the pack horses broke loose. Johnny wheeled and began to race to the north. In front of him, the ground again erupted. He tried to get his horse to go through the hanging curtain of dust. Windsplitter turned and tried to run away to the south. This time, the plane plunged down and settled across their path. Terrified, Windsplitter reared. Johnny got him under control. Turl was sitting in the open door of the plane, laughing. He roared, moving back and forth, pounding his chest to get his breath. With considerable trouble, Johnny got the two pack horses together. He dismounted to straighten their packed meat.
"You look so funny,"
gasped Turl, straightening his face mask. The horses were rolling their eyes, trembling. But Johnny's eyes were not rolling. Had they been blast guns, Turl would have been dead.
"I just wanted to show you how easy it is to stop you if you ever got out of hand. Just one of those gun blasts aimed at you and not in front of you would have made you a pale pink mist."
Johnny had tied the pack horse lead ropes to Windsplitter's neck. He stood there, soothing Windsplitter with a stroking hand.
"I'm celebrating. Send those horses back to the compound and get in."
"I don't have an air mask,"
said Johnny.
"And that interior will be breathe gas."
"I brought your air mask,"
said Turl, reaching inside and holding it up.
"Get in!"
Johnny had Windsplitter calm now. He took hold of the horse's ear.
"Go to Chrissy,"
he said. Windsplitter cast a glance at the plane and then, glad enough, started off toward the compound, pulling the pack horses with him. "Yep," Turl told himself. The animal did have a language with other animals. Johnny put on the air mask and pulled himself up into the plane.